We'll get things going here down on mat number 8. Dayton Gooseman of Red Oak, the senior, 32-12, going up against the 12 seed Jaden Harder of Atlantic. This is your rubber match right here. Gooseman ended up winning the Hawkeye 10 title, and then turned around and you had Harder was able to win in the district title. We got a great scramble going on here right now. In on a leg here is Gooseman. Harder's trying to be able to look for a cradle up on top. Looks like he's got a cradle locked up here, and he's going to get a takedown and two swipes too as well. Now going to lead here 5-0. Gooseman trying to be able to build this base back up. Power half, heavy on the head here is Harder. Gooseman can be in a good position here. He's able to bring his head out. He's going to be able to work back up. But right there, Harder now is able to sink the hips in, throws in a leg, looking to throw in another boot, and leads here 5-0, minute 17 left here in this first period. Now onto a leg. Gooseman's trying to be able to build back up here to his base. He is close to it here. Needs to be able to, maybe could hit a knee slide to get out of this one here, but nothing out of it yet. Minute 03 left here in this first. Harder leads here 5-0 in a tripod position here. Is Gooseman. Now again, looking like Harder's actually going to cut him, and he's going to. 5-1, Harder leads over Gooseman of Red Oak. Collar tie onto the right side here for Gooseman. Shot attempt here from Harder. Shot attempt here coming from Gooseman. Now Harder's trying to be able to throw it right to his back here. No points reward yet. There's going to be a three for a takedown. Throws in the boots. Gooseman's still actually in a decent position here, but Harder now has the cow catcher, and he's got it locked in here pretty tight. Gooseman trying to be able to fight off his back here. Harder's got it in, trying to be able to find a way to fight off his back with only 14 seconds left. He's got short time. Gooseman's still trying to be able to fight hard here. Trying to fight this elbow. 5 seconds left here. Gooseman just needs to continue to fight. 2 seconds, and he's going to survive to go to the next period. It's going to be 4 near fall. Now going to lead here 12-1 here in this first round match. It's going to be Gooseman's choice. Gooseman's going to choose top. Trying to be able to find some points here and find where he can be able to work. Gooseman set. Harder set. Gooseman now will cover. Now goes to a bear claw ride here as Gooseman tries to bring the pressure in on forward here. Harder trying to be able to fight this hand off up to their feet. And Gooseman's going to be able to let him go, and it's going to be an escape for one. Now leads here 13-1. Takedown sends it to a tech fall. Gooseman trying to be able to find something here. Goes upper body on the left side. Gets into an underhook, bringing pressure back and forward. Now trying to be able to go down to a knee. Shot attempt there coming from Harder. Now onto a single leg. Gooseman trying to be able to fight here onto the edge of the mat. If he can scoot his hips in, he's going to be able to find a way to get himself three. No points rewarded yet. Gooseman here down on the edge of the mat. Trying to be able to keep scooting here. He can continue to scoot, but Harder's got this leg. And Gooseman's going to actually end up on top. Close to being able to get himself a takedown. But they're going to go neutral here. Minute 11 left here in this second period. Gooseman was actually in on a good shot, was trying to be able to scoot his way out and get some points for his own. Shot attempt here coming from Harder, shoving the head here is Gooseman, still in a front head and arm position, trying to bounce the head here forward. Gooseman trying to be able to work his way, now going to a JJ there is Harder, and it's going to be a takedown for three, and Harder is going to be able to get the victory, and Gooseman's going to work his way to the backside. The second round consolations. Harder is able to win this match 16-1, and we'll move on to his second round match. Lots more wrestling action here for you very shortly coming from the KC Center.